So we can now do a lovely bit of meditation. So if you'd like to get yourselves nice and comfy, it's a little bit early. It's 7:29 on the big clock over there. Just wait for everyone to come in. Tomorrow, say I'm going over to Indonesia to teach a meditation retreat. When I go anywhere, it's not on a holiday. It's really sort of tough teaching lots of people how to meditate in Indonesia. And you know, I really have to work hard. Just because the retreat is being held in the Sheraton Hotel does not... I keep all the best gigs to myself and give the hard ones to the other monks. No. Now, 300 people come in to do a meditation retreat. So we take over the whole hotel. And there are 300 people, you get very sort of cheap rates and very good value for money. So if any of you are ever interested in that, once a year we do this retreat. Last time it was in Thailand, in Khao Lak. This time in Yogyakarta. So if you're interested in that sort of, you know, a nice like holiday come retreat, it's a nice place to go. Of course, Jhana Grove is the best. That's a 6-star retreat center. But these other places are still very good. If you want to go a bit of a holiday, have a nice little retreat, and maybe just go off after the 8 or 9 days, go elsewhere. It's a wonderful place to stay in. You can also bring your kids along with you because the people in the hotel look after the kids. You see your kids at breakfast, then you're off meditating and see them at lunch, and then they're off playing around with the hotel staff and see them in the evening. But you can actually meditate all the time, have a bit of peace and quiet. So anyway, that's where I get up, what I do next week. So when it's really cold next week, just think of me meditating by the pool in the shade. Not lounging, meditating. So here we go. I do actually work hard when I go overseas. So now is the time to meditate by the 5-star meditation hall at Nolamara Dhammaloka Center. So if you'd like to close your eyes. And start to bring all your attention to this body of yours. This vehicle which you use throughout the day and sometimes do not pay enough attention to, your poor old body. And just don't use force, just let the attention rest on this body and get to know her. What does it feel like? After a few seconds or a minute or two, you'll start to become aware of your bodily feelings and sensations. You start being mindful of your body. You can start to feel some of the aches and the pains. And especially if you haven't put your body in a comfortable position. There's so many injuries, even sicknesses, come because we're not aware of our body and we either sit down in an uncomfortable position or we move in a not helpful way because we're not aware of what we're doing. So bringing up awareness or mindfulness of the body has huge benefits. Not only in the meditation, but in the rest of your day. As you become more aware of your body, if you need to move, please move. Don't just be aware, do something about the problems. It's called compassion. If you want to move the body, to adjust it, do so. If you want to scratch, to cough, please do so. As I often say, if there is an ache or a pain inside of your body, in a place where you cannot reach with your hand, you can always reach there with your awareness and your kindness. If there's an ache, say, in your intestines, be aware of that feeling. Be as fully aware as you can, and then give it compassion. The same way you give compassion to, say, a little kitten who's been hurt, or a child who's crying, or a bird who's got a wounded wing. Look with the same type of mind, full of kindness, to this part of your body inside which is wounded. Just needs your kindness to heal. And your awareness should show that feeling relaxing, the intensity of the pain getting less. Kindness is healing. Your whole body is relaxing. Relaxing the body as much as you can. See if you can notice what it feels like to be relaxed. That delightful sensation of a body at ease. Not holding things tight. Not having parts of your body stretched or compressed. Once the body is as relaxed as you can make it, then turn your attention to your mental world and see if you can relax that. So the mind, like your body, being pulled this way and that way, being compressed by fear or anger, being pulled by desires and wanting. Just loosen everything up. And I think you want just to be here, not lingering on anything from the past. When you let go of the past, you let go of guilt and anger and remorse. When you let go of the future, you let go of anxiety, fear, desires. So see if you can be here in this moment, this amazing place called now. The place where there's no anxiety or fear. The place where there's no anger or guilt. Because all those things live in the future or the past. You're just here, being here. A human being, not a human past, not a human future, a human being. present moment. See if you can be silent. There's no need to have a conversation inside your head. If you find it difficult to be silent, you can use a little mantra. Say the Om Mani Padme Hum. But put spaces between the words. Om Mani Padme Hum. And as you get more relaxed, lengthen the spaces between the words. You can use another mantra if you like. But have spaces between the words and lengthen them. If thoughts come in, close down the spaces. That way you can adjust the spaces to suit what you need to become aware in silence.
close to the end of the meditation again, just notice how you feel. Notice where this meditation has taken you to. What's it like now? What does it feel like being peaceful, being relaxed?